Hey, what's good? Thank you all for tuning in to yet another episode. I know I've been gone for a little bit. Last time we touched bases, it was my birthday. That was a really good day. But in this particular episode, I wanted to talk about how to deal with rejection in a way to where, you know, you can cope with it, like in a non-destructive way, I guess I want to say. I'm just freestyling off the top. I don't have like any bullet points or anything like most people have, which is nothing wrong, but I just like to kind of flow. But I just wanted to talk about having to deal with rejection, you know, from a day-to-day basis to, you know, once every blue moon. But we're human. We all have dealt with some type of rejection throughout our life. I'm driving right now, so it's gonna be a little all over the place. But I know they wasn't waiting on me all that motherfucking time. Excuse me, y'all. This person was just waiting on me. They were just sitting there. Anyways. So, I just wanted to talk about that. So, anyways. Let me get into it already. Because I've said that like twice. So, I'm going to use me for example. To talk about rejection. So, you know, I had this test. There was a particular test that I took about a month ago. And, you know, I really was confident in myself that I was going to pass this particular test, you know? Like, you know, when you're really, like, feeling like, oh, okay, I got this. Like, I'm going to pass this. This is my thing. And it was for a job. And I was really pumped about this test because I'm like, you know, I get this job. This is going to be me more opportunity for me and my family. Like, we're going to be good for a little while until I can really get to what I'm trying to do. But anyways, I got my results back today and I did not pass the test. And I am just the type of person that when I'm faced with any type of rejection, I just don't really cope well, you know? Like, I know my podcast is, you know, it's all about positivity and stuff, but I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I personally do not cope well with rejection. Like, I literally feel like the world is coming in. And side note, it probably could be also too, because it's that time of the month. TMI, I know, but we gotta put some fucking context to the situation. So I'm already irritable and emotional. And then I go to my email and it's like, oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, the infamous we regret to inform you bullshit email letter, whatever. So I'm like, we already know. So anyways, I'm saying all of this to say this. Just because you take a test or something that you're really banking on, like, you know, it's like, okay, you have to bring up this scenario in your mind. What if I don't pass? You know, because I was being really optimistic. And I know, like, it's really ironic that I say that because on my podcast, you know, I'm always talking about optimism, like, you know, don't be so cynical about things. But in my everyday life, I have the saying, you know, I have like a very pessimistic view, like a cynical view myself, only because, and I know y'all thinking like, wow, she's contradicting herself big time. No, only because if I'm never expecting anything like good to happen, then when something good does happen, I can be pleasantly surprised. So my point is, this time around, I was optimistic. Like, oh, you know, you gonna pass this test, girl. You're gonna secure the bag, as they say. And I was just, my whole day was just like thrown off ruins. Like, I didn't even go to class today, but not because of that. I was just already feeling like tired and drained and just everything. And I'm just so like, ugh, I'm so like bothered by it, you know? But this is just to let everyone out there know that even if you are rejected or something, don't just give up hope and say, you know what, screw everything, I don't want to do this no more, it's not working, you're putting all this self-doubt in your brain. Like, don't do that, because that's what I found myself starting to do. And I was like, you know what, I feel like I'm reverting back to what I promised that I wasn't gonna do. Like, when I'm just trying to make it like really clear, like I said, I'm a pessimist, so I can be pleasantly surprised. But then in the same token, it's like, yeah, I'm trying to stay positive and not freak out all the way, because anger, sadness, all these emotions are natural reactions. Like, if you don't feel any of those emotions, you're probably a sociopath or something. But what I'm saying is, it's natural to feel all of these emotions, you know? And I wanted to get them under control. So I want to put this anger and like sadness and everything that I'm feeling, and I want to put that effort into something else. Like, I don't want to just mope around and be like, oh, I'm never going to do anything, everything is just horrible, life is horrible, you know, because life is not horrible, you know. I just need to like really like push through. And that's what I'm trying to convey to you guys. I want you guys, you're going through something right now, just sit back and say, you know what, this is gonna pass. I'm gonna find something so much better. And like, I don't even be trying to sound all cliche and stuff, but it's like everything happens for a reason. You see what I'm saying? Because perhaps in a different timeline, I probably did get that job and something probably went awry, you know? Like, it's just little things like that. So I'm just telling you guys, don't give up. Don't feed into the negative about the situation. Flip it like on a positive side. Just think of it like, you know what, that wasn't meant. Something better is gonna come along, and my path needs to be clear. Like, my plate needs to be empty in order for the better opportunity to come along, you know? Like, I can't have anything in my way while I'm trying to go off into this new endeavor. Like, I can't. So like, my shit gotta be, excuse me, my shit has to be clear. Like, I gotta try to be on my stuff, you know? So it's just basically like, I just really have to try and just do my best. Like, seriously, because I can't get sidetracked. And that's what y'all need to understand. You can't get sidetracked. You got to stay focused, and you got to just say to yourself, I'm just going to keep pushing through. I'm going to just keep pushing through. Because if you stop, it's like, okay, doors going to stay shut. They not just going, I mean, automatic doors, of course. I mean, if you're being literal. But the doors, they going to stay shut. Like, they not going to open by themselves. You got to just keep freaking pushing through. Like, even if it hurts you. Like, because right now, when I got that email, I was like really hurt. Like, that hurt me to my core, because that's something that I felt that I had, and you know what I mean? And that was a subject that I felt like I was confident in, and it's actually making me thinking about not taking a whole new route. But it's like, I had an epiphany the other day. Like, I want to create content for television. And I actually said that out loud. And when I said that out loud, it was like, whoa, like you finally figured out what you want to do now. Cause it can change in like 5 to 10 years. But as of now, you know, I watch all these quirky shows like on channels like Adult Swim, Viceland, what else? Fox, like all these like Family Guy, Robot Chicken. Like I love crazy like slapstick, just ridiculous humor like that. But I was really thinking about that, and you know, right now my major is English with a focus in literature, and I'm doing the whole like Shakespeare thing and writing like literary analysis and analyzing different fictions and writing, you know, like dealing with a lot of like Edgar Allan Poe type stuff, like just shit that I'm in the back of my mind. It's like I love writing, I love like storytelling, you know, but then it's like in the back of my mind, it's like, do you really want to go and do like literature? Like, do you want to do that? You know, and I do, you know, I like all that stuff. I really do. But I believe like my heart is in like digital media arts. Like, I'm so obsessed with TV and stuff. Like, you know, and I just feel like my shit is like digital media arts. Television art. Like, I want to be on a visual team somewhere. I want to do that. Like, and I'm so obsessed with Netflix. I love Netflix. I love the come up story. Like, I just like that whole aspect of just building something and creating and doing things that people didn't even think you could do. Didn't even think about. Like, who would have thought of a like streaming network with all these tons and tons of movies and shows and everything? It's just great, and I just love it, and I just want to be in that world. Like, I don't want to be like an entertainer. I want to be behind everything, you know, like that's what I want to do. And that's my whole point. Rejection can actually open your mind. It can make you realize your potential is greater than what you ever thought. It can be like, okay, this little mediocre job shut me down. Maybe because I'm too outside of the box. Maybe because you guys are giving these tests with these multiple choice answer, when what I have to say is much more deeper than just a sentence